Well, people in the Colombian capital of Bogota are also in a celebratory mood today. 11 of the hostages freed Wednesday were Colombian. The rescue mission is considered the greatest blow the military has ever delivered to the FARC. That insurgency has been fighting the state for 44 years. As NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota, the military is proud of its success.
In the Colombian Defense Ministry, a party was held to honor the rescuers and hostages who'd been held for years in remote jungle camps by FARC guerrillas. The hit song says, "Oh, how beautiful life is." And that's how the former hostages felt as they celebrated to the catchy tune played over loudspeakers. Commandos rescued them early Wednesday morning after an elaborate plan to deceive their FARC captors. The rescue took place without a shot being fired. The military conned the FARC into moving the hostages to a jungle clearing. They were flown out in white helicopters, which the rebels thought were operated by a relief agency sympathetic to the FARC leadership. Vice Minister of Defense Sergio Jaramillo says military intelligence had meticulously designed the operation.
It was done by intelligence people, but it was also an intelligent operation. It never put at risk the lives of the hostages.
The 12-man helicopter crew was all military. Two posed as guerrillas, four as members of a relief agency, and two as journalists. They even had a camera, and they filmed. The rebels were used to such operations. In January and February, white helicopters picked up hostages the FARC released into the hands of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. The hostages on Wednesday had no idea. One hostage, Lieutenant Raimundo Malagon, even spoke to the camera crew about his plight, saying he'd been held 10 years. But once aboard the helicopter, the video captures the elation as it takes off and the crew announces that it had all been a big con. Jaramillo said the military took advantage of the rebels' serious communications problems. FARC commanders know the military listens in on their communications, so they give orders and relay messages via couriers or by using throwaway cell phones. Military operatives use this to their advantage and got a fake message to Gerardo Aguilar. He's the guerrilla in charge of the unit that guarded the hostages. The message said a relief agency would come and pick up the hostages and take them to Alfonso Cano, the FARC's top commander.
It was elaborate, but it was based on a simple idea, which was how to get a message to them that they could not verify. I mean, we used the communication system, and we put a message on the other side saying it was an order from Cano.
The operation was the latest of several major blows against the decades-old insurgency. The FARC has lost three of its seven top leaders this year, and hundreds of guerrillas are deserting each month. Luis Eladio Perez is a Colombian politician who himself was recently released by the FARC. He says the group's in trouble.
This is a final stage that will lead to their dismemberment. The different fronts and columns and guerrilla units are going to start to fragment.
Colombian television recorded celebrations at the home of one of the hostages, José Ricardo Marulanda. He was one of the 11 Colombian soldiers liberated in the operation. His mother is Judith Valencia. She said that he looked happy, renovated, beautiful. Back at the Defense Ministry, liberated soldiers celebrated to the mariachi song Volver. It means return, and the words say, return, 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 to your arms once more. I'll come back to you. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.